Do you want to get You, Me, Them, Everybody audio programming without even thinking about it? Do you use the fantastical Phonotronic Audiograph program, iTunes? Have we got a solution for you? Subscribe to You, Me, Them, Everybody. Go to iTunes and search You, Me, Them, Everybody. Or do it the lazy way. Go to YouMeThemEverybody.com and hit the big subscribe in iTunes button. That's YouMeThemEverybody.com. It's the bee's knees.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in my Washington, D.C. apartment speaking with...
Dave Mann.
And in the background is some music that Dave brought over because he is putting on a crazy ambitious festival. So what are people maybe hearing at this point? Because I could hear it. But I don't know if it's...
This is a baby out of Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. So what the hell's going on? There's this festival.
Sometimes I don't even know, Brandon.
It's called Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie.
That's right.
Music Blog Festival.
That's right.
Why is it called that?
Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie is a music blog that just launched Tuesday, April 12th.
Okay.
And basically, we wanted to do something, so...
So you decided to do a music festival.
Why not throw a two-day music festival with 125 bands?
So you have 125 bands. How many venues?
Six venues.
I'm looking at the flyer for Bella Cafe. I think you have 13 bands in one day.
That's right.
In 13 bands. And 12 bands the next day.
Yes, that's right.
Do you feel like that's too many bands? This is just one of six venues.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think this is something that DC needs.
Okay. Well, here's what's going... Okay. This is a lot to understand. Why are you doing this? You started the music blog. Why did you start the music blog?
I started the music blog just because a lot of bands sometimes don't get blogged, and I want to help them out.
Okay, so you're doing this because you want to help other bands.
Yeah.
Why do you do it in DC?
Well, actually, I've got writers that are all throughout the country.
Okay.
So it's not just exclusive to D.C.
So the the blog covers music that's not just from D.C.
That is correct.
But the festival is in D.C., but it's not just D.C. bands.
That is correct.
What's the, like, average, like, what do you think the majority of bands are from? Are they from New York?
I would say a lot of New York. Actually, other than D.C., New York and Philadelphia.
Yeah, you got a lot on here.
Yes.
A handful of Baltimore. This is just one venue. How did this... when did you decide you want to do a music festival?
I would say about maybe a month and a half ago, I met this guy named Mike who owns Bella Cafe.
Okay.
Which is across the street from 930 Club.
Okay.
And I was referred to him from a friend that used to hang out at DeLock where I used to book back in 2008.
Okay.
And that guy's name is Emmanuel. Anyway, okay. Him and I met up one night. Randomly, and he was like, "Hey, I've got a place that you should go check out. My friend's looking for a booking guy." And I was like, "Well, I don't really do that anymore." But anyways, I went to the place, and he wasn't there, but I went back like a week later, and he was there, and I started talking to him. He's like, "Yeah, my place is always empty."
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Bella Cafe.
Right.
Explain the other five venues you have.
Okay, well, I actually met Aster and Gabriel through Mike.
Okay.
They are part of Gion.
Okay.
I met Asafu, who is over at the 1920 venue, which is a few doors down from DC9, away from U Street. I met her through...
It's called the
Gabriel.
1920 venue?
Yeah. The address is 1920, so she's sticking with that for the venue
name.
It's
not a bad idea.
Right. And it sounds cool. You can pronounce it.
That is true, unlike Gion and Bella. Bella's fine. Continue.
And then I'm also going to be booking at Dukem.
Dukem.
So he... Tefera has a new venue upstairs. It's the
at Dukem.
Right. It's called the VIP Lounge.
Okay.
Basically has a capacity of around like 60, 70 people.
Okay.
It's real swanky. There's TVs in the mirrors in the bathrooms.
Okay.
I don't know who needs that.
That's a thing.
Pretty,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got Bella, Gion, 1920 venue, Dukem.
Right. We've got also Almaz, which is across the street from Ben's Chili Bowl.
Okay.
They're only hosting on Sunday night, though, because they get a pretty big crowd on Saturdays, and they don't want to lose
Understood.
Money,
right? And what's the sixth and final venue?
Sixth and final one is Queen Makeda.
Queen Makeda.
Which is across the street from DC9. And okay. It used to be an Ethiopian dive, but now it's something else.
What is it now?
I have no idea.
Okay, so...
They're finding their voice.
This sounds... Like you're doing a bunch of shows in African restaurants.
Yeah, that's right.
why?
Well, actually, the consensus with all of these venue owners is that, and this is going to sound really weird.
No, go ahead.
I didn't say this, but they said they want white people in their places.
They want white people. You are white for the listener at home. White. Dave is a white man. You're bringing in a lot of white people, I'm assuming, from 125
bands. Yeah, there are quite a few white people coming
You're bringing in at least 375 white people.
That's right.
I'm assuming every band's a three-piece. So, holy fuck. How did you go about booking this? Like, what was the criteria? You heard it, you liked it, you asked them?
No. First off, I took the bands that I already knew.
Okay.
Being in two bands myself, I know quite a few bands that are not only in D.C., but, you know, outside of the district.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm thinking about throwing this festival. Would you guys be interested?
Okay.
And I mean, nothing like this happens in D.C., so people are like automatically excited about
it. Yes. It's something to be excited about. And you're not selling individual show. You're selling like day passes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
that's
you can
right.
pop in and out of right. venues. And the shows start as early as noon.
That's right.
And they go as late as at least 1 a.m.
Right.
It's some
the venues will probably be open on Saturdays to like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
And then I'll be back at the next day, like at 9 in the morning, to get ready for whatever's going
on. What
do
you hope happens?
I hope that DC's on the map for music. I mean, a lot of people that I know talk about the Discord era, and as cool as the Discord era is, it's no longer around. And I think we need to do something else to show that DC is here for music. I mean,
okay.
I think there's a lot of great DC bands out there, and it seems to me, having had lived in Austin, Texas for...
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the late 90s. But having had lived there, people other than the band's friends actually go out to the shows. But I feel like here in D.C., you're pretty much just getting your friends to go to the shows. And it's not just people that go to the 930 Club because there's a national act coming through.
Okay. So you're trying to get both the casual music fan and the hardcore music fan, trying to get everybody.
Right, yeah. Here.
The Discord era was known for more like aggressive punk and hardcore stuff like this. Is there a musical theme for this fest?
No, actually the venues kind of cater to different genres.
Okay.
So
what's at Bella?
Bella is more of the louder acts. And I wouldn't say it's all like indie rock. Let me see. Yeah, it's not all indie rock, but maybe it is. I mean, like if you want to put like shoegaze and indie rock, I mean, there's a few shoegaze bands. There's a Ugly Purple Sweater, one of your favorites.
I like them.
I don't know. What are they?
They're indie. They're indie folk.
Yeah, indie folk. So I guess it's all under the indie umbrella, maybe.
Well, Lenorable's playing that, and they sound nothing like Ugly Purple Sweater. What's at Gion?
Gion on Saturday is pretty much a custom-made music showcase.
Okay.
A lot of loud shoegaze music.
And Custom Made is the name of the label.
That's right. They're out of Virginia Beach.
Okay. And then the 1920 venue.
That's just a lot of random bands.
Okay.
A lot of good bands, but it's not really like a showcase or anything like that.
Okay, Dukem?
Dukem are more like quieter bands or singer-songwriters.
Because that's the VIP lounge.
Right.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. They need the TVs and the mirrors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Almaz?
Almaz, I haven't even started booking that yet. There's only going to be like six bands though for that night.
Okay. And what about Queen? I'm
That's
sorry.
Another quiet Queen Makita.
Makita.
You want to say Latifa, don't you?
No, I knew it wasn't Queen Malila, what I have written down.
Gotcha.
So.
That's a lot like Dukem. It's going to be quieter bands, or singer songwriters.
I'm really getting into the quieter stuff.
Okay.
The older I get, it ages well.
Right.
I worked with, but. You know what? The band that played my show last night, if you're still looking for a quiet band, they're from Brooklyn, Lawrence and Lee. I highly recommend them. No joke.
Send them to me.
I will.
Okay.
There's a lot of great bands in this city. I was surprised how many good bands in the city. I found out you live near Catholic University.
Right.
And I said, that's awful. Why would you want to live there?
That's right.
And you said, I have a practice space. Is that why you live there?
Yeah.
Was that the guiding principle?
When my wife and I were looking for a new house, I mean, that was the number one thing we had to have.
Does she play as well?
No, she doesn't.
What does she think of this?
She's tolerant.
She's tolerant of it. What does she do?
She works for a nonprofit.
That's good.
Yeah.
So she's cool with you booking a music festival?
No.
Really?
Well, I'll say this much. She was pretty upset at first because I was already busy with my own bands and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And she said, great, so we're already not spending enough time with each other.
Yeah.
And now you're going to book a festival. And at first it was just going to be 25 bands, but now that it's gone to 125 bands,
yeah,
you can kind of see where that's going. With,
there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
He might be there.
He might be there.
Yeah. He likes rock and roll.
Probably at Dukem.
No. I believe that he's a big fan of rock and roll.
So Bella.
All of them.
Okay, just excuse me. Go between. I'm just looking at this list and I can't figure it out.
Okay, well, what do you want to figure out?
I want to figure out, I mean, like, I get the whole idea of, like, okay, we want to make DC a scene.
Okay.
So what? Why not just do, like, a showcase of, like, one night of DC bands and, like, do that once a night for, like, 3 weeks or something like that?
It's funny
and
that you
spread it out rather than, like, slam it all together and.
I'm actually going to be doing that after the festival.
Yes.
But I don't know. I think...
So this is sort of like you just want to... This is like blow down the doors, kicking them open, and now we're going to be here all the time type of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so are you going to be at all of these venues consistently after the festival?
I'm going to try to make it to all of them every day.
Not for the festival. Oh. I mean like after the festival.
Yeah, I actually book at Guion, Bella, right. 1920... And hopefully I'm going to be booking at Dukem.
I know Dukem is like a high-end Ethiopian place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Do you not see how this is odd? And like,
oh, I see. It's incredibly odd.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is. I'm sorry that I'm just pausing a lot during this.
No, but that's the greatest thing about this festival. It's like it's not hosted by DC 9.
No,
or
it's not.
The 9:30 Club or Black Eye. And I love all those venues because my bands play there.
Yeah.
But like. This is hosted by a bunch of venues that nobody knows.
Yeah.
And they're going to know them. Like,
yeah.
That's a great thing about it.
I think having this many bands, is people were definitely going to know these places after the fact.
Right.
You are friends with one of my favorite poster designers.
Rich.
And he's...
Rich did the other one, though.
Rich, yeah. There's another flyer for the listener that's not me. Gig
posters by rich.com.
In addition to music, you are having an art show the night before the festival. Kind of like, what's the point of the art show?
That's part of our First Friday's series event.
Good.
And the great thing about that is it happens every month.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, the better thing about this whole art series for this particular weekend is that it's happening the weekend of the festival.
Yeah, that really worked out well. And who's the artist this time?
His name's Jeffrey Everett. He's with El Jefe Design.
Okay.
And he's actually, he found three other artists to be part of this event.
Oh, cool. So like it's going to be like an El Jefe show?
No, it's going to be El Jefe plus three other artists.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. That's amazing. What kind of art does Jeffrey do?
He does concert posters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
just
fantastic.
Recently did the one for the Ravenettes.
Oh, cool. 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 Yeah. So it seems like you're in a good mood.
I am in a good mood.
Does this make you happy?
It does. It does.
This does not seem like the type of thing where you can pay the bills, though.
Not right now.
Not right
and
now.
Maybe never.
Really?
I know my wife wouldn't want to hear that.
Yes.
But no, I mean, it's... I don't know. You know, this is such a new thing.
Yeah.
So who knows? If I start booking great bands, which I believe I'm going to be, at every venue every night, then possibly it could pay the bills.
Okay.
So,
how do you book? What's your criteria?
Basically, like I said earlier, in 2008, I was booking at Deloc.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post did a story on me,
mm-hmm.
and after that, like, people just found me.
Okay.
So it's been relatively easy to book good bands,
mm-hmm.
But. They send me an email. I look it over, and first off, if they came through like a recommendation or something like that,
mm-hmm.
then I'll give them a little more preference.
Of course,
I'll listen to their music, and if I think it's pretty good, then I'll go ahead and book them.
Do you care about genre?
Yes and no.
Elaborate.
It all depends if it fits the night.
Do you have any metal at your festival?
I have loud music,
but no metal, no hardcore.
I didn't seek it out.
Why?
It's not really, I guess, in my circle.
That's fine. Yeah. So you're booking what you want to listen
right.
to. Sorry, excuse me.
But also what I think a lot of other people want to listen to. And it's not just...
Yeah,
that's why it's not all loud music.
Yes, I mean, of course.
So
I get that. I'm just trying to see the themes here. Don't worry.
Right.
I'm not attacking. I'm inquiring.
That's cool.
How are you doing, by the way, in terms of, I made you tea-ish things. You're probably going to want to take the bag out because it's green tea.
It's tasty.
You okay, sweet tea pumpkin pie, where does the name come from?
You know, everyone says I should have a better story for this, but to be honest, it's just two of my favorite things.
Sweet tea and pumpkin pie.
Right. All right,
that's fine.
And it was it was the name of a band that I started back in 2009.
Okay.
My other band was scheduled to play Fort Reno.
Okay.
And last minute, we couldn't do it, so I was like, well, I'm just going to start a brand new band right now. And I needed a name, and Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie came out of it. We had one practice, and then we played in front of like 200 or 300 people.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun.
There you go. What are you expecting in terms of draw for this kind of thing, the festival?
You know, based on the bands and their enthusiasm for this thing, I think there's going to be, I'm hoping, about 1,000 to 2,000 people.
That's very modest, I think. That's good, because that's an average of like 9 people per band.
Yeah.
It's pretty modest. Yeah. It's doable. I say that's totally doable. Have you run into any problems with like cops or licensing?
I actually went to the police station, 3rd District, a couple days ago. I went in there and I said, I need to talk to your watch commander. He's like, what do you need to talk to him for? I was like, well, I showed him the poster. I was like, I'm throwing a music festival, a 2-day music festival in June, and there's going to be like 125 bands. Just want to let you guys know that there's going to be a lot of people on U Street. He looks at me, like basically scoffed at me and said, look, we're talking about U Street. There's always a lot of people on U Street. He's like, so why are you here?
That's so awesome. So you're not really worried. That's the thing. You're doing it in probably the best place to do it, because you do it on Adams Morgan, somebody's going to get thrown up on it.
Yeah.
But you're doing it on you, so it's going to be very... There's a lot of foot traffic, but it's not like crazy foot traffic.
Right,
you know
what
I mean? Maybe what's the place across the street from Ben's? That's the only one that might be
Almaz.
Weird. But that's the one that's like 6 bands, right? That's like the lower key one. That's
it starts
good.
At 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And I think, what is it, 3 of the 6 venues are actually on 9th.
Right,
of U Street.
Like Florida and 9th.
It's that weird dark street where people get murdered at DC 9. I just performed at DC 9. It was a fantastic time. No one got murdered, so it was only like a 9. Could have been a 10. DC 9, step up your murder game. I just had Pat in here earlier tonight, and he was complaining about DC 9 as well. Do you like DC 9?
It's actually one of my favorite venues.
Why is that? Because he has the exact opposite opinion.
I have no idea. I love their new roof deck.
The roof deck is beautiful. Yeah. And that's the thing about DC 9. There's so many good things about it. The staff's super fucking cool.
Yeah.
The room itself, I love the corner stage.
Right,
I love corner stages. It's brilliant.
They named their burgers after the bands.
They named their burgers after... I didn't even know they had burgers. What's the... Something like there, a Fugazi or something like that.
Well, one of the bands that's playing the music festival, the Jet Age.
Okay.
They had a burger named after them.
That's cool.
A band called the 5-4.
Okay.
They have a burger named after them.
Nice. Do you have a burger named
after
you? No,
I do not.
Let's say you can. What's on your burger?
Oh, man. Well, the name of the band's Mittenfields.
Yeah.
So why don't you help me out with that?
Well, I'm assuming...
What would be on a Mittenfields burger?
I'd actually do more of this one, the Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie.
Oh,
I'd probably go with probably sweet potato fries, because it's sweet in the name. By the way, we're going to stop the podcast really quick, and we're going to play the first two songs that you've been hearing in the background. What's the first song you're going
to
hear?
First song is by a band from Atlanta, Georgia called Baby Baby that was sent to me from Dan from the band Deleted Scenes.
Okay.
Excellent
band.
So
Baby Baby.
Out of DC.
Out of DC? No, Deleted Scenes.
Deleted Scenes is that.
Okay,
yeah.
Baby Baby's from where again?
From Atlanta.
Atlanta, and they're going to be playing the festival.
They're going to be playing the festival at Gion.
I'm
pretty sure Gion on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay,
they have the headlining spot.
Okay, cool. And then the second band is a quieter band from D.C.
Yeah, they're called the Mean Season.
Okay.
They'll be playing, I don't have the full schedule.
Don't worry. But the Mean Season will be playing.
Yeah, they are playing.
So what's their first band again? Sorry.
They're called Baby Baby.
Baby Baby. So you're going to hear Baby Baby, and then you're going to hear the Mean Season, and then we will continue our burger conversation.
Amy and I think it's best if you just let us know. Just don't you let me so. And I'm not crying, it's my allergies, they act wrong. Don't you think we blow? I said the clouds, the trees, the lies, the bow. Don't you think we flow? I said the clouds, the trees, the lies, the bow. Don't you think we flow? Oh. Concussion, leave you think we flow? I said the cars and the trees and the lies and the bow. Don't you think we, don't you think we, don't you think we flow? Oh.
Bye. excited. It was such a perfect symbol for love. And it is only an organ pumping your
Alright, we are back. The first band, Baby Baby, the second band, The Mean Season, and I'm going to restart the CD in the background so you, dear listener, can kind of hear it once again. Okay, so your burger, I'm going to guess sweet potato fries and or like an orangish type bun. Well, it's a sweet bun, like an onion roll maybe?
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet.
How about a honey bun?
Yeah, it's your thing. Do you like honey buns?
I do.
Are you a diabetic?
No.
Are you worried about that?
No.
You seem to really like sweet things.
Actually, Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie, when it was a band, we played this show in Norfolk, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
called The Boot. And when we got there, the waitress, we're all sitting down at the table, and I was looking at their pamphlets for the bands and the menu and all that. And the waitress was like, "What band are you guys in?" I said, "Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie." And she was, "Oh, that's really funny, because earlier this week, someone tried to order that thinking it was a drink."
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
You should
do
it.
We're going to have sweet tea pumpkin pie like cocktails at Bella.
Are you seriously?
Yeah,
I'm
dead serious.
Do shots.
Okay.
That's where you're going to make your money. Would you get a cut of that, or would Bella get a cut of that?
I don't know.
You got to figure that out.
I got to trademark it first.
Don't trademark it, just because then you get in trouble when someone dies, like DC9 murder. That happened. What? It's fine. It's actually not. It's awful.
It is awful.
Could you promise no murder at your festival?
No, I can't.
Okay, be careful, folks.
But it's a lot of indie dudes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
what was the show?
They wear like skinny jeans.
There's a lot of skinny jeans. What are your thoughts on skinny jeans?
I wasn't made for them.
Most of these venues are on the second or third floor, is that correct?
They're all on the second floor.
They're all on the second floor, great.
Because the first floor, most of the bands will be setting up all their merch.
Oh, Jesus. How many are bands going to like be sharing gear, or is everybody
Their own stuff? Hopefully, yes. Hopefully, there's going to be a lot of sharing gear.
I'm thinking of all the logistics right now,
like drums.
Yeah,
hopefully that'll be shared.
Yeah,
bass amp.
You could probably promise no murder, but you probably can't promise like fucked up backs and knees.
Yeah,
yeah. Good luck with this, Jesus Christ, man. I'm looking at this list. It's very. This is just one venue, and this is you only started this a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we launched
Christ.
April 12th.
April 12th. That was the blog. That's when the blog launched. Yeah.
Well, you got to get attention somehow, right?
I guess. Yeah, that's one way to do it. Do you want to do this yearly, or is this just a one-time event?
I'll tell you what, man. I'd love to do this 6 months from now.
You want to do it biannually?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Good luck.
You say good luck, but like I booked 25 bands in like 2 days. And after I did that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to book more bands.
Yeah.
But, you know... That's just.
I'm with you. Keep going.
That's the first part of the whole.
I did a 30-day festival.
30-day?
Well, there's a show, at least one show a night. We had 36 shows in 30 days.
Nice.
I don't know. We had about the same number of bands as you, and by like that fifth day, you're like, I just want to not do anything.
Yeah. Well, that's why I put it in 2 days.
Yeah. But is there anyone you want to see that like you have to make hard decisions? Or are you just going to be working the whole time?
The press, who is one of the bands that you'll hear during this podcast.
Okay.
My old band, Twins of a Gazelle, played with them in New York, and they became like one of my favorite bands. I really want to see them.
Okay, but do you even know your schedule yet, or are you just going to be like the point guy? Like just fielding calls and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, to be honest.
That's good,
so
I guess.
I'm going to have a team of volunteers.
Okay, good.
Hopefully they'll be keeping me straight as far as like... You know, keeping me hydrated. And
understood. Oh, man. Are you going to be drinking during this?
No. I mean, not much.
Yeah.
I got to stay sober.
Yeah, you do.
So.
Are they letting you set up the night before in any of them?
Well, you're part of the night
before. We're part of the night before, but I'm talking about the other five venues. Like Bella, 1920, Dukem.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, probably.
Okay.
Just
going through this slowly.
It's good. It's a lot to digest.
Yeah, I like how we're going into the actual intricacies of a music festival.
Right.
Are you going to have to clean up after these, or is staff going to handle that?
I'll help clean up.
There you go. That's good.
This is my mess, right?
Kind of. But if you're making these places money.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the money because that's personal and all that.
But the festival does cost money.
The festival does cost money. But if you think about it, it's not a lot. It's $20 for a one-day ticket and two-day wristbands are $30. So, in theory.
I know. If you divide that by 125. I mean, you can't see
25, though.
Yeah.
You can see 25 bands for $30.
Yeah.
But that's insane.
Right.
You shouldn't do that. You should just pick and choose and see it. And it's definitely worthwhile. They're all 21 and over, though.
Yeah.
Did you think about maybe having an all-ages venue?
I would have loved to do that, but they're not my venues.
Yeah, they're not your venues. Would you ever want to run a venue?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I could do whatever I want.
Can't you kind of already do whatever you want? I'm serious. What are you lacking? What do you wish you were doing with this? Because I can't think of one band you haven't.
You know, I'll tell you what. For the next festival.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, for the next festival, there will be an all-ages venue.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of responses from people that wanted to play, but they were like 15 years old.
Oh,
and that'd be cool,
yeah,
though. It'd be cool to like give them the spot for a festival.
That would be cool.
But
yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, all of your audience, you know, couldn't come to the show.
Yeah. That makes sense. It makes sense. Man. Are you playing the festival?
I am.
What day?
I'm playing twice.
Are you really?
Yeah.
One each day?
No.
Did you do both Saturday?
Yeah. I wanted to just knock it out.
Okay, okay. So, what time are your sets?
One is at Gion, like 9 o'clock or something like that.
Okay.
And the other one's at Queen Makeda at midnight.
Okay. On Saturday night?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I know. Oh, man.
I mean, what else can I add to my schedule to make it worse?
Let's think about that.
Okay.
Did you think about doing films?
No, not yet.
Okay. It just might be easy to run. And it'd be a good place to, like, chill out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We could do that on Sunday night at Almas. I haven't booked anything yet.
I mean, do you have a projector?
I can get one.
All right. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. You do it, but right. Fucking shit, man. You're going to want to sit down and have a resting venue.
Yeah.
Brings in a whole new type of crowd, too. There's a lot of good filmmakers in D.C., that's all.
Send them to me.
You send them to you. I'm busy with my own fucking show, buddy.
That is
looking
true.
At this. Do you feel like I'm interrogating you?
Well, you gave me tea.
I did give you tea. Did you finish
with
it
sugar.
Already?
I'm almost done.
He requested two giant teaspoons of sugar. Was it sweet enough?
I'm very predictable.
Was it sweet enough?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, good.
It's good.
It's insane.
But where's my pumpkin pie?
We don't have that here. It's not the time. Or the place for pie. Do you have pumpkin pie at home?
Nah.
Yeah.
Not right now.
It's hard to... Have you made pumpkin pie?
I've got a funny story, though, about pumpkin
Continue.
Pie. And this is going to make me look pretty dumb, but whatever.
Share it, sir.
Pretty much all my life, I only thought you could get pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I never strolled through that aisle in the grocery store where they had the pumpkin pie in the can.
Oh, the pie filling?
Yeah. I mean...
You know, I really enjoy filling. I should just eat the pumpkin pie filling. The thing about pumpkin pie is you don't, like... Even the shit is still good.
Yeah.
It's not like bad apple filling. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just tastes like sugar. But pumpkin filling is just... You can taste the good chemicals, like doing awful things together and making something neat.
Well, Pat, who you had on earlier,
mm-hmm.
he made me a pumpkin pie.
Did he really?
Yeah. I paid him, of course.
Okay.
You know,
Of course. Yeah. I don't know how these
deals
of food
but
work.
But his crust. Like, as much as I love the pumpkin part, his crust was amazing.
It was very buttery.
Yeah, it was.
Probably.
But it was really good.
Jeez. Are you from D.C.?
No, I'm from Texas.
Okay, so you started in Austin. Or you're near... I mean, you
started
born
in San Antonio.
Okay.
For the first 18 years of my life.
How was that?
I don't know, man.
Have you lived there since 18?
No.
So it's not that good. You would have been back.
Okay. Yeah,
you went to Austin.
I don't plan on moving back.
You went to Austin after...
Yeah, I went to Austin.
How far is...
it's about an hour and 15 minutes.
That's like the perfect distance. So
yeah.
Like if you want to see the whatever, you can. If you don't, whatever.
Yeah, it was nice in high school, like on the weekends,
totally.
You know, go to a show or whatnot.
How often were you in Austin in high school? Like once a month, once a week?
Yeah, maybe like once a month.
Okay, so then you moved to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in Austin?
For a year.
For only a year?
Yeah.
Okay, then where'd you go after that?
And then I moved back home
to San
for
Antonio.
A short amount of time. And
okay.
then I got a job, stayed there for like a year, and then I got this job where I traveled the country for a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that job?
It's like it's called Motivational Productions.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird.
Okay, keep going.
You know, I went to all these like K-12 schools.
Okay.
And put on these elaborate productions with three big film screens.
Okay.
It's basically films, you know, telling the kids, do not do drugs.
Still, that's
whatever.
Cool. You get to travel the country.
Yeah.
Where was your favorite place?
I enjoy California the most. I wouldn't move there.
Where in California? It's a big state.
Like Redwoods.
Okay, yes. Were you in any cities?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hit, other than, I pretty much was in all the cities in California.
Okay.
But I hit, I think, 35 or 38 states in those 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you in Wyoming?
Yes.
Was it nice?
Yes, I enjoyed that.
I kind of want to go to Wyoming. I don't know why.
It's nice.
I've never camped.
Yeah?
I've never in my life have camped, so I don't know why I want to go to Wyoming. It just seems like pure nature everywhere.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Were you alone, or were you with a team?
The first year I was by myself. The second year...
Wait, so the first whole year of a school...
Yeah.
You're just driving or
flying?
Yeah,
driving.
You're driving around
driving
alone.
Driving this big, unmarked, white, government-looking van.
Seriously?
Yeah, some people thought I was a cop.
Alone?
Yeah.
How old are you, like 23?
I was 21 or 22.
Jesus Christ.
No. I would have been 20 or 21.
Were you single at the time?
Yes.
Did you meet people, or were you lonely?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was a sense of loneliness at times.
What did you listen to?
Music.
Understood. Radio or CD player?
I was in bands before that, but during those 2 years, I didn't really do much.
Yeah,
but
well, it's kind of hard. Tinker
around with
it. Did you have a guitar with
you? Yeah, I had an acoustic guitar.
That's good.
I bought that when I was somewhere like in Georgia.
How many hotels do you think you stayed in?
Oh, man. I don't know. A lot.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
That's amazing.
I woke up in a different city every day.
That's kind of interesting.
Well, it's better when you're doing that when you're in a band. But
how many times have you toured?
With a band?
Yeah.
Never. Well, I mean, I've done like mini tours.
Yeah.
Just a few. Yeah. I haven't like done any extensive touring or anything like that.
Do you want to?
Yes.
Why?
But it's not practical.
Why isn't it practical?
Just the lifestyle that I live with my wife.
Because you're the wife. Huh?
Yeah. No. She's pretty awesome about like letting me do what I want to do.
That's fucking great, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, your wife was cool with the practice space. Like, that's pretty supportive.
She puts up with a lot.
So. You go from San Antonio, Austin, San Antonio. Driving around essentially for 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
God.
And then I got a job, or I volunteered, or it's a job with AmeriCorps.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I did that for a year.
Where did they send you?
I was in Gainesville, Florida for a year.
What did you do in Gainesville?
I taught kids, or actually it was with this program. Of course, right now my mind is blank, but I was helping out kids with their reading levels and whatnot.
Okay.
So basically, you'd have a third grader at a first grade reading level.
Yeah.
And you're trying... I mean, what you want to do is get them at the third grade reading level.
Of course,
but that's still not even, like, advancing them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a difficult program, but...
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, I understand. After AmeriCorps, what's next?
Then I was in the Navy.
Really?
Yeah, I did that for 4 years.
What did you do in the Navy?
For the first year and a half, I was... an actual like seaman.
Where did they send you?
My first duty station was in Mayport, Florida, outside of Jacksonville.
Okay.
And I was on a destroyer. And
what did you do?
Like scrub the decks.
Seriously?
And, I mean, sweep. And
this is like 2004?
This was 2003.
Okay.
I was like one of the older guys too, because everyone like comes out of high school, and I was like 23, 24.
What was the motivation to do that?
Money for school, which I have not used yet.
Okay, are you going to go back to school?
Yeah, I'm going to go back for marketing.
Okay.
I think...
this is teaching you some
stuff. Yeah.
It's interesting. Why marketing, though? I mean, can't you seem to be learning it hands-on.
I think sometimes people think it's a little more legit if you have the piece of paper.
Okay. So. Do you want to be in a marketing position, or you just want to use it for your own gain?
Use it for my own gain. Yeah.
Okay.
I do want to start a small business. So
okay, since what I'm would booking, the small
I'm,
business
well, I'm
do?
Booking, I'm booking at four different venues.
So you should be a booking agent.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the goal is to be a booking agent, right. But we're still in the Navy here.
Okay, yeah. So we're still
you're,
in the Navy.
You're in Florida for a year on a destroyer.
Like a year and a half.
Mopping the deck.
Right. Doing a lot of stuff that people don't want to do.
Just like disgusting menial.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it fun at all?
My best friend Justin, he and I met when we were on the destroyer. And, you know, that's the one thing I took from it.
Yeah.
So after I was done with, well, once the ship got back from its final deployment, I got orders to go to photography school, and that's
stop! You got orders to go.
Right?
How did you say like, "Hey, I have an interest in this.
Yeah,
maybe you guys should do that."
Okay, that's exactly.
So
what
it's
happened.
Not just like, "Hey, dude."
No,
they
wouldn't normally like give you a cool job.
Yeah,
you have to ask for it.
Okay, so you got photography orders.
So
what does that entail?
I went to Fort Meade, Maryland, for a 4 month. Extensive period of time for school.
Uh-huh.
It's basically 8 hours a day for 4 months. And then I became a naval photographer.
What does a naval photographer do?
It all depends on the duty station that you're at.
Okay.
I ended up being on an aircraft carrier. So sometimes you would be taking photographs of the, like, the aircraft coming off, coming on and coming off of the...
So just like PR type thing?
No, I mean the, like the motto or whatnot of being a naval photographer is to document the lives of sailors.
Okay.
So like, let's just say someone died or something. You'd have to go take pictures of that. And then, I mean, it's just used for whatever purpose. Like,
okay,
this is what happened. Like, if the sailor fell down a hole or something. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there was one time I...
Does that happen often? I mean, you're referencing it for a reason.
Yeah, people did that. I mean, I'm not people dying. That didn't happen too often.
Good.
But I mean, people falling down holes, that happened.
What is the likelihood of anyone in the Navy seeing combat? Medium, high, low?
I mean, it all depends. Again, like, I mean, there's some sailors that aren't on ships, and they're out in, like, Afghanistan or whatever.
Yeah, what are they
doing?
But
I mean, like, huh?
What do they do?
I don't know. I mean,
was there any chance you'd be sent to Afghanistan or Iraq?
No.
Okay, is that one of the reasons you enlisted?
Yeah, the reason why I joined the Navy is pretty much out of not being a complete coward, but I knew that I wouldn't be killing anybody.
Yeah, that's not a cowardly thing. It's just a nice thing.
Yeah.
I think so, at least. Yeah. DC-9.
You keep on referencing DC-9.
I just like doing that. It's fun. I'm sorry. Okay, so you're shooting photos for the Navy, right. And at this point you're in Maryland?
At this point, I'm in Maryland.
Okay.
I get sent to the Naval Academy for three or four months.
Where's the Naval Academy?
It's in Annapolis.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I got orders to Norfolk, Virginia, to the Truman aircraft carrier.
Okay. What did you do there?
That's when I just took pictures of the aircraft. Basically, you just, like, the media department has this huge board, and whatever assignment they have for the day, that's what you're going to do.
That's kind of cool.
Not really. I mean, most of the things that you do is take pictures of, like, people getting awards and stuff like that. Pretty boring.
Yeah. Okay, so that's boring. The other part's cool. And then what? How are you? We're close to DC at this point.
Okay,
or no?
We're getting close.
Okay,
getting
continue. Close. Continue.
So basically, I let my superiors know that I'm not going to stay in the Navy for an extra 4 years or whatever, and then
because it's 4 year requirements.
It's 4 year enlistment, okay. And then they wanted to give me some sort of an award or something. I was like, no, just give it to someone else that's going to stay in. Second I said that, they're like, oh, fine, you don't trust us, so we're stripping you of all your photography like rights.
You probably should have just taken that award.
Yeah, in hindsight, maybe, but I was getting out in like 6 months. I didn't need it.
Let's pick up really soon, but let's play the next two bands here. Who are we going to hear next?
So we've already heard Baby Baby and the Mean Season. The next band's out of Brooklyn. They're called The Press.
The Press.
They are easily one of my favorite bands under the radar.
Okay, The Press is next, and then who's closing it out?
And then my friend Colin has a band called The Revolving Birds out of Virginia Beach, and he and I are probably going to be starting a record label. So
you've got a lot going on, sir.
Yeah.
The Revolving Birds are coming up next. Stick around, and we will be right back about the Navy-ish things.
Yeah.
And we are back. And you are about to leave the Navy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, you know, I tell these guys I'm not going to take the award, and mm-hmm. they strip me of my rights. They send me straight to the trash room.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God. It's like on a movie.
I'm like, awesome. This
How much longer did you have in the Navy?
I still had about 3 or 4 months.
Oh, my. Months?
Right, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, weeks.
No. I bitched about it every day, though. So, like, they eventually took me out of the trash room probably about a month, month and a half after.
Oh, man.
And then they put me in the laundry room, and then I finished off my enlistment.
This sounds like American History X.
Nothing like American History X.
Well, they have the laundry room.
Okay.
They have very deep chats in the laundry room. They do. Okay, so you leave the Navy, and now where are you?
August 3rd, I left the Navy. August 4th. 2007, I'm in Michigan marrying my wife.
Okay, how long had you been with your wife?
I had been with her for about a year.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And did you know your wedding date? Or it was just like, fuck it, we're going to elope to Michigan.
No, no, she, sadly, she planned everything while I was out to sea.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's nice, bad, good.
Well,
it's
awesome that she did that without me.
Yeah, that is cool.
I don't know many dudes that are excited to plan that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but I know that they're more excited knowing that they're planning it with their wife.
Yeah,
because that's good for them.
Yes, so. But it worked out. You're still right. Together.
Yeah.
So this is October 4th. You're in Michigan getting married.
August 4th.
You're in Michigan getting married. What's next? How do you get here?
Then we had already been living in North Carolina.
Okay.
So we go to North Carolina, do that till like February of 2008, and then we moved back to D.C.
Okay.
She had already been living in D.C. I met her while I was in photography school.
Okay, what does she do? She's in opera probably now.
Yeah, she does like...
How did you two meet, is what I should say.
Let's not talk about
that's
that.
That's fine. You met and you fell in love. The end.
Yes.
You're still together. That's good. So you're in D.C. now. You've been in D.C. since then.
Yeah, since February of 2008.
Do you feel like you're stuck here now? Because this has got to be one of the longest places you've lived.
I love this place.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
You've lived a lot of places.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere you want to move next?
No, we just bought a house.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
So, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And as long as I'm playing rock and roll, we're going to be living there for a while because I got my own practice space.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you're... Okay, so we learned a lot about you. We learned that you're starting a music festival. You started a blog. You're going to maybe start a record label and you're in two bands.
That's right.
All right. That's a lot. You can only do one. Which one do you do?
If my wife is listening, then stay married.
No. No matter what, you're staying married.
Okay.
But in terms of the label, the bands, the music festival, and the blog.
Well, I'll always be writing music.
Okay, so it's playing music.
Yeah.
So it's no matter what, music is the passion.
Right. Yeah.
That's good. What's the website for everything?
For everything.
Well, it's all links.
For the festival?
Yeah.
It's www.stpp.com. Fest.com.
Very easy to remember. Or just Google it, because I'm sure it'll be the only thing that pops up.
Yeah, there's no other Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie stuff out there.
The problem is you do STP.
Hey, if I can get them on board.
No, you don't have heroin yet. Okay, we're going to close this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. So, Dave, I need you to pick a number between 39 and 243.
All right, let's go with 125.
125, that's a very good. Let's see if we actually have that. We do! We're retiring the book this year, so he gets to take it home with him if he wants. 125. If you can be either the most attractive, the most athletic, or the smartest kid in your class, which would you choose?
The smartest.
That's good. That's the right answer. Yeah. Finally, one last plug. STPPFest.com, Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie Music Blog presents a 2-day music festival. It's actually three, kind of. We're going to be there on the Friday night at Guion, and it should be fun.
And it's free.
And it's
the
free.
Friday,
the
Friday
one
event
is free, so definitely check that out, and I think you should definitely check out the rest of it, because even if you're just on the fence, just do it. There's a lot of bands, and I will totally vouch for the second day at Bella alone, and I'm, if the rest of the fest is anything like that, it'll be a huge success, and yeah, this is pretty great.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing this, buddy. And you heard all the music, the entire schedule, by this point, should be on the website.
It's going to be on the website by this next Friday.
There you go. So it'll all be there. You can go check it out. And
tickets will be Thanks. For sale as well.
So. Fantastic. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
You, Me, Them, Everybody presents Sábado Gigante, Saturday, June 25th. We're throwing a party, and we're bringing back all our favorite guests. Broadcasting from Esmeralda's house, a show so gigante, we're going 10 hours. Don't miss Sábado Gigante, Saturday, June 25th. For more details, check out youmethemeverybody.com.